सस्ती है। हमारे पास दो गाड़ियाँ और एक घर है और इन सब की इंश्योरेंस मिलाकर मैंने जबरदस्त सेविंग की है और ये जादू किया है ऑल स्टेट पिकरिंग एजेंसी के राजा पाशा ने। आप भी अपनी गाड़ी और घर की इंश्योरेंस में खूब सेविंग कर सकते हैं। टर्म एंड कंडीशन अप्लाई। ऑल स्टेट पिकरिंग एजेंसी के राजा पाशा 6472903773 6472903773।
मुद्दे लाख बुरा चाहे तो क्या होता है, और वो ही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है। गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीवन, और नमस्ते नमस्कार सीताराम और अस्सलामु अलैकुम एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस। जहां कहीं आप मौजूद हो, अपनी काबू से जरा सी मुबलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए। और ए बहारे बाग दुनिया चंद रोज देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज, और ए मुसाफिर पूछ का सामान कर इस सलामे है बसीरा चंद रोज।
ShabnamRadio.com, streaming the culture across the seas and around the world.
Sitaram, Sat Sri Akal, Jai Gurudatta. Sai Ram, Assalamu Alaikum, and a good afternoon, everybody. A special welcome to the kids that started school. Hope you had a good week. And of course to the parents. We didn't forget you. We know how trying it was. Welcome, and it's time to kick back and relax. It's a weekend. My name is Rashid Aziz, keeping you company on this Saturday. Program entitled Shabnam. Want to say hello and thank you to WTR, our friends at Master Control. Always a pleasure working with you. It's your time now to kick back and enjoy some music from Radio Shabnam. Compliments, Rashid Aziz. How about that? You've been working hard all morning, right? So take it easy now. I'm in control. Take it over now. You just make sure we're sounding good on that end, right? Want to say assalamu alaikum and welcome to our friends at Imdadul Islamic Jamaat. Our brothers and sisters at the International Muslim Organization, Tariq Islamic. The Sayyidah Khatija, what a wonderful event they had last evening. The Sunnatul Jamaat out in Scarborough. The Moulton Islamic Jamaat. Anybody else I'm forgetting? The ITTC, the brothers out in Scarborough. Namaskar and welcome to all our brothers and sisters of the Hindu faith. Today we have a treat in store for you. We will be carrying live on Cricket Showtime TV today. We'll be carrying the inauguration of Lord Shiva's Murthy, live out of the Bhavani Shankar, 90 Nexus Avenue. The program starts singing in the next half hour, where the parade will start. But at 3 o'clock, if everything goes well, they will be doing 3:30, a live program from the Bhavani Shankar, which we will be taking that program live on CSTV. Those of you, it's still time for you to join us on CSTV. You could just go to your carrier. If you're with Bell, you go to Bell and ask for Win Caribbean 660. I believe it's a $7 fee. 660. Win Caribbean on Ignite. You call Rogers and ask them for, those of you who have Rogers Ignite, Win Caribbean 882. And also the Rogers, the older boxes, Win Caribbean. But you must ask for Win Caribbean, okay? 673 on Rogers. 673 on Rogers. Also, we are live on 24/7. You can log on right now at www.mycstv.com. That's mycstv.com. This is Radio Shabnam.
La 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 la.
छुपाना
पारी जो करता हमारी देखा वो तुमको बता शर्मो हया के पर्दे गिरा के करनी है हमको खता दिख है अब तो है खुद को मिटाना होना है तुझ में पना
This is your Shabnam Radio on a Saturday. As we say hello to some of our regulars, you know, Meena and Perth always. She celebrated her birthday last week and we had some fun with her. But Sister Meena and my brother Perth, hope you are relaxing, cruising and enjoying.
तेरे इश्क में मेरी जान फना हो जाए
जितने पास है खुशबू सांस के जितने पास हो तो के सरगम जैसे साथ है करवट याद के जैसे साथ बाहों के संगम
जितने पास
साथ
रोने दे आज हमको तू आंखें सुजाने दे बाहों में ले ले और खुद को भीग जाने दे है जो सीने में कैद दरिया वो छूट जाएगा है इतना दर्द कि तेरा दामन भीग जाएगा
प्यार में हो जाऊं फना
अधूरी सांस थी, धड़कन अधूरी थी, अधूरे हम, मगर अब चांद पूरा है फलक पे और अब पूरे हैं हम।
Well, I just wanted to join to let you know that we will be doing a special programming as we head into Pitripakt, remembering our ancestors, and we are requesting, if you'd like to be part of this as a sponsor, you too could have your loved ones be remembered on Radio Shabnam and Caribbean Showtime TV, as we also get set to bring you that broadcast on CSTV with the inauguration of the 54 feet, the tallest in North America, Lord Shiva's Murti, live from 90 Nexus Avenue in Brampton, where you're all invited to come and witness this today. Those of you who wouldn't be able to could simply go to mycstv.com. or log on to your, click on television if you're subscribing with us. We are on an IPTV box, we are on Amazon Fire Stick, we are on Roku, we also on Rogers, Bell and Ignite TV. So again, if you'd like to subscribe to watch it later, you go to Bell on Win Caribbean. You ask for Win Caribbean 659, and on Ignite you ask for 880, Win Caribbean 880 on Ignite, and on Rogers 672. You know, at this time we normally would, you know, hype up and play all kind of music. Today we thought we'd tone it down a little bit as we get set to bring that broadcast and to kind of keep things mellow a little bit. I'd like to share with you, as we remember today, the parents of Tara, who is sponsoring our segment on Pitripakt, as we remember her blessed mother and father. And we will be doing a full presentation of tribute to them with their proper name and where they came from and their contribution not only to Tara but her entire family and to a community at large. So I would like to start with this dedication, sending it out to you, Tara, and to all our listeners as we get set to bring in that broadcast. Hope this would bring some reverence to today's programming, and also we will be sharing some qasidas and naat as we celebrate our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are many functions taking place in and around the city. So do stay with us. We are again tuning down the program a little bit. And I could hear from the sound of my voice, I'm a little bit hoarse today, but trying to keep you company and hope you would stay with us. This is Shabnam Radio. Okay, so Eva and her sister, they're listening, and they, you know, creating memories. When you remember driving with your grandparents, and you know, you all, I'm sure grandma and grandpa have you all spick and span and relaxing and keeping company with Uncle Richard, I want to share this one with you also, okay? Here we go.
Sambhuto Vayu Putra Sanatana मते दुख भंजन अंजनी सुत केसरि नंदन राम दूत संकट मोचन शत शत वंदन कोटि नमन
ओम हनुमते दुख भंजन अंजनी सुत केसरि नंदन राम दूत संकट मोचन शत शत वंदन कोटि नमन
ओम हनुमते दुख भंजन अंजनी सुत केसरि नंदन राम दूत संकट मोचन शत शत वंदन कोटि नमन
ओम हनुमते दुख भंजन अंजनी सुत केसरि नंदन राम दूत संकट मोचन शत शत वंदन कोटि नमन
ओम हनुमते दुख भंजन अंजनी सुत केसरि नंदन राम दूत संकट मोचन शत शत वंदन कोटि नमन हनुमते दुख भंजन अंजनी सुत केसरि नंदन राम दूत संकट मोचन शत शत वंदन कोटि नमन
ओम हनुमते दुख भंजन अंजनी सुत केसरि नंदन राम दूत संकट मोचन शत शत वंदन कोटि नमन
ओम हनुमते दुख भंजन अंजनी सुत केसरि नंदन राम दूत संकट मोचन शत शत वंदन कोटि नमन
ओम हनुमते दुख भंजन अंजनी सुत केसरि नंदन राम दूत संकट मोचन शत शत वंदन कोटि नमन
ओम हनुमते दुख भंजन अंजनी सुत केसरि नंदन राम दूत संकट मोचन शत शत वंदन कोटि नमन दुख भंजन अंजनी सुत केसरि नंदन राम दूत संकट मोचन शत शत वंदन कोटि नमन
ओम हनुमते दुख भंजन अंजनी सुत केसरि नंदन राम दूत संकट मोचन शत शत वंदन कोटि नमन
ओम हनुमते दुख भंजन अंजनी सुत केसरि नंदन राम दूत संकट मोचन शत शत वंदन कोटि नमन
ओम हनुमते दुख भंजन अंजनी सुत केसरि नंदन राम दूत संकट मोचन शत शत वंदन कोटि नमन
ओम हनुमते दुख भंजन अंजनी सुत केसरि नंदन राम दूत संकट मोचन शत शत वंदन कोटि नमन
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center. Two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finley Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lafarkas, Lafarkas. Door to door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lafarkas, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lafarkas.
Visit laparkan.com. Har Har Mahadev. Namaskar, Jai Sitaram. This is Palit Hardat from Bhavani Shankar Mandir here in beautiful Brampton, Ontario, Canada. Inviting all of you September 6, 2025 for the grandest event ever that we're celebrating as Hindus in this country. The grand inauguration of Shivji Bhagwan, a 54 feet tall Shivji Bhagwan here in Brampton. Please clear your calendar. Make it a point to be here. And let us stand up as one force in devotion to celebrate Lord Shiva. Entertainment, food, fun, and joy will be here on that day. September 6, 2025. See all of you. Hare Hare Mahadev.
It's a great time to share and save at Global Wireless Solutions, a Rogers authorized dealer. Now you can pay any of your Rogers home service and get a 5G Plus plan for only $55 per month. Plus, add a third line for as low as $40 per month. Call 905-794-3656 or visit us at 4520 Ebenezer Road in Brampton, where you can get many more in-store offers on Rogers products and services. We got you. Rogers.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lafarkas, Lafarkas. Door to door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lafarkas, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lafarkas.
Visit laparkan.com. Well, last week we mentioned a gentleman who went to do a service call to repair a dryer that was the customer was told that it cannot be repaired. However, the person who said it couldn't be repaired, they were willing to take it away and, you know, scrap it for them, no charge. So this other guy came and I don't know where they found the number, but they were so pleased that they passed the number on to me, and his professionalism and kindness and the pricing and the way he handled the situation was really, really remarkable. We thought we'd share his number with you. Those of you, this is not even a paid advertisement. I just feel sometimes when we need a good serviceman, you know, like you need a good, reasonable price, plumber, somebody who wouldn't overcharge. I mean, charge your fair price, we'll pay. But give us good service, show up when you say you'd show up, give us good advice, don't overcharge us, don't fool us. This is why I wanted to share this number. So, he does repairs of fridge, ovens, dishwashers, washer, dryers. So, if you want to apply your appliance, just to keep it handy, I urge you to write this number down. Naveen is his name. His telephone number is 437-236-2936. Now, I've never met this gentleman, but from what I heard from Aleph, who used his service, he really, and Aleph is a really fussy one, let me tell you. But I just wanted to, this is like a community service. By giving you the number, it would relieve you from doubts. It would relieve you from being ripped off. It would relieve you from knowing that you have a good appliance repair. Maybe before you throw it out, have them take a look. His number again is 437-236-2936. I just wanted to give him a little love as he has been so honest and so kind. Again, 437-236-2936. His name is Naveen. Appliance repair, always ready to help is his tagline. 437-236-2936. Well, we continue keeping you company, and we have the next election lineup here, and I know there are many celebrating the birth of our beloved Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we urge you to go out and enjoy, listen, remind ourselves about our beloved Prophet, and of course the functions that are being held. Everyone, you're more than welcome. I'm trying to find one that I know, the IMO, I'm not sure if it's done already, but during the next few minutes I'll let you know. Here we go now with a selection here done by Jameer Hussain. And I, you know, every time I play Jameer Hussain, I have to talk to Brother Arif and his parents because they love it. Hope you're doing well. Assalamu alaikum. This one for you guys.
Thank you.
But tomorrow, Sunday, they will be having the Milad al-Nabi, honoring the birth of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The topic will be the Prophet's love, a guiding light to all humanity, and it taking place at the International Muslim Organization, 65 Rexdale Boulevard, Toronto. It starts at 3 p.m. Refreshments will be served after the program. For more information, you can contact Brother Amir at 416-258-2442. That's 416-258-2442. Well, we want to say assalamu alaikum and hello to all our brothers and sisters joining us across this great country. And of course, the next election is presented to you. Compliments our friends at Authentic Trini Cuisine.
نبیوں کے سردار محمد نبیوں کے سردار نبیوں کے سردار محمد نبیوں کے سردار نبیوں کے سردار محمد خدا کو دید کی حسرت خالق کے دلدار محمد خالق کے دلدار خالق کے دلدار محمد خالق کے دلدار نبیوں کے سر سراپا رحمت کامل ہو گئی آتا اس کی مشک وہ سراپا رحمت کامل ہو گئی آتا اس کی مشکل اس کی مشکل جس نے کہا ایک بار محمد جس نے کہا جس نے کہا ایک بار محمد جس نے کہا ایک بار نبیوں کے سردار محمد حق سے لیے بخشش کے وعدے بخشش کے وعدے پاک محبت پاک محبت میں کیرا حق سے لیے بخشش کے وعدے بخشش کے وعدے امت کے لمحہ محمد
I hope you're enjoying the program as we continue here on Shabnam Radio. Again, I want to welcome all our listeners online. And, you know, it has been growing by leaps and bounds. We have people in Germany, France, Switzerland, and India. And, well, of course, when we have our listeners out of the Caribbean joining us, it's always, always a pleasure. 416-848-7772 is the telephone number to reach us. 416-848-7772 if you would like to give us a call. We're expecting a call from Pandit Donnie Samlal out of St. Madeline. I know he's conducting puja right now, and he wanted to call in to talk a little bit about what's happening with the youth in St. Madeline Pond. And, you know, last year, a couple of years ago, he had a group that came and cleaned up that pond. And I just wanted to give him some time again to give us a little update, hoping that he would call us and we'd share that conversation with you. Also, he's not available today, but we are working with Jay Bridgeporter. They're doing tremendous work with the Caribbean Children Foundation. And the 25th anniversary is coming up. They have some reports about some of the children that have been recently helped and assisted with miracle work. So we'd be talking to him shortly, not today, but soon on this program, to share the good news with you. And again, we ask you to continue to support a terrific cause. This is Radio Shabnam, and again, keeping you company, we will be broadcasting live from the Bhavani Shankar Mandir as they do the inauguration of 54-feet Lord Shiva's Murti, and we'll be carrying it live on CSTV starting at 3 o'clock. Everyone is expecting, hopefully soon, a conclusion of the election results out of Guyana. And boy, I tell you, it's just pure wickedness and evilness, I would call it, what they are doing. You know, they have the right to request a recount. And you know, all observers said what they had it was a good, clean, fair election. But, you know, we have to wait. I guess that's becoming the norm now. But again, we watching and hoping that everything goes smoothly. I want to say hello and assalamu alaikum to brother Afzal out of Pickering. Nice to know that you're still listening to us, brother. And, you know, he's another one. When I heard, we were talking for many, many years, but never met him. And, you know, this brother, he does the go and do the bathing of the bodies of the deceased for people who really can't afford it sometimes, and he goes and makes and comfort them. I can't understand the emotions that one would go through. And this brother, I am always so proud of him and amazed of the work that he does. May Allah continue to bless you. And not only that, you know, quietly he sends stuff to Guyana to assist with burials and stuff like that. He's spending a lot of time now with his grandson, his Choi, and I just want to say, brother, assalamu alaikum, and may Allah continue to bless and reward you and your family for your good work and your efforts. Here we go with a synopsis of the birth of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I thought we'd share this with you as we continue to keep you company. As I mentioned, we're taming the program today, keeping it a little bit more soothing. Hope you enjoyed this segment and it could give you some reminders and, of course, some information. This is brought to you through the kind compliments of the children of Lazina and the late Abdulaziz.
The Prophet Muhammad was born in 571 AD in the Islamic month of Rabi'ul Awwal. His birth signified the arrival of one of the most influential men in history, and whom Muslims call the final messenger of God and prophet of the religion of Islam. What were the circumstances surrounding his birth, and what was the situation of Arabia at the time? Mecca was a place of pilgrimage before the Prophet Muhammad was born. However, the tribes and pilgrims worshipped not one god, but idols, with the Kaaba itself being home to 360 idols representing various deities. The Kaaba was originally built by the Prophet Abraham, of whom Muhammad was a descendant, as a metaphorical house of the one true God. The year Prophet Muhammad was born is known as the Year of the Elephant, named so due to the miraculous story of the fall of the army of Abraha, who rode to Mecca on an army of elephants. Abraha had built a house of worship in Yemen and wanted to shift the center of pilgrimage to Sana'a. He sought to destroy the Kaaba and set out with an army from Yemen. Upon arrival, he faced off with Abdul Muttalib, paternal grandfather of Muhammad and custodian to the Kaaba. Abdul Muttalib was known for his piety, wisdom, and generosity. He was a monotheist, despite the idol worship that was prevalent during his time.
از چشمم افتادی بزرگ مکه
انتی مکه تهلک
خواهش تو از سردار فیلسوار نجات شتارانت بود نه شفاعت شهر و کانه خدایت
خدای مرا چه حاجت به شفاعت من
اینه گی تک نیمه نرده تای فرلگر
من فقط مالک شتاران هستم
اینه بله میتنید به دومالو چه بیچه علینا
شهر و خانه خود صاحبی دارد
عبدالمطالب assured Abraha that God will protect the Kaaba. And as the army proceeded, an army of birds flew from the sky, pelting stones at Abraha's army and defeating them. It was in this year that the Prophet was born. His father, Abdullah, died just 7 months after his marriage to the Prophet's mother, Amina, and just 6 months before his birth.
Being an honest trader,
his exact date of birth is debated. The scholars place it as either the 12th or the 17th of Rabi'ul Awwal.
This is a story of an orphan child who grew up to become the guiding beacon for billions throughout the history of the world. A story of a simple shepherd who became the catalyst of a movement that would go on to reshape the world. A story of a man who was perfect in character, appearance, and faith. This is the story of the Prophet Muhammad. May peace be upon him, the messenger of Allah. In the heart of the Arabian Peninsula, in the year 570 CE, a remarkable life began, a life that would change the course of history. In the city of Mecca, amidst a barbaric world of tribal feuds and idol worship, a child named Muhammad was born to Amina and Abdullah of the Banu Hashim clan, his father passing away before his birth, leaving him in the care of his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, and mother, Amina, who both recognized the child's unique qualities of honesty, kindness, and wisdom. At around the age of 6, he lost his mother on a journey from Medina to Mecca, becoming an orphan and now at the care of his uncle Abu Talib, who cared and brought him up like his own. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked as a shepherd and a merchant. He was known as Al-Amin and Al-Sadiq, the trustworthy and the truthful, at his early years. Being an honest trader who never cheated his partners or customers, he would accompany his uncle and his caravan's journeys to places such as Syria and around the lands of Mecca and Medina. If there was no business or trade, he would tend to the sheep and goats of Mecca's residents as a humble shepherd, where he had time for contemplation and solitude in the open deserts of the Arabian Peninsula. In one of these trade missions, he was hired by a wealthy woman of the Quraysh tribe, known as Khadija, a widow which, after witnessing his remarkable integrity, character, and mannerisms, became deeply impressed. Filled with admiration and respect, she proposed to him through a third party, called Nafisa, a close friend of hers. He was only 25 at the time, and Khadija was 40. Their marriage was one of love, compassion, and friendship. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to regularly retreat to the cave of Hira, located in the mountains near Mecca. He enjoyed the solitary contemplation and devotion, seeking spiritual insight and reflecting on the world around him. He knew that there was more to this world than simple wealth and power. Even with these retreats, which would go on for days at a time, Khadija's love and admiration for him did not wither. Rather, it grew day by day. At the age of 40, in 610 CE, on one of these retreats in the cave, Muhammad, peace be upon him, heard a voice, one which was unique and different, not the voice of a man or any voice known to him, unique yet unfrightening. It said, "Read." He responded with, "I can't read. I am not a reader." Again, the voice said, "Read." Again, he responded, "I can't read. I am not a reader." For a third time, the voice said, "Read." For a third, he responded, "I can't read. I am not a reader." The voice this time replied, "Recite in the name of your Rab who created man from a clinging substance. Read, and your Lord is the most generous, who taught by the pen, taught man that which he knew not." A sudden cold, an anxiety, a sense of worry took over him. He then rushed down the mountains, out of the caves, to the person who he could rely on, Khadija. He ran to her, cold, shivering, and in a state of awe, saying, "Cover me, cover me." Khadija immediately covering and embracing him, comforting him in a state which most would question the sanity of a person. His wife trusted him so much that even in that state she attended and comforted him, not with judgment, but support and words of encouragement, that God would never let you down. You are the most upright amongst the men, most generous and compassionate. This was the first revelation that came to the Prophet. With more to come, these first few revelations were all about the core aspects of this new religion. The oneness of God, the concept of prophethood, the resurrection, and the hereafter, rejecting idolatry and ethical conduct. The key message of the religion being that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. This simple message carried with it the seeds of transformation, shaking the very foundations of the established power structures in Mecca and the Arabian Peninsula. Mecca at the time was the center of pilgrimage. Tribes from all corners of the Arabian Peninsula flocked to the Kaaba, paying tributes, offering sacrifices, and contributing their wealth to the tribal leaders who controlled this sacred site. The pilgrimage business was not just a matter of devotion, it was a source of great wealth and influence. Once the Prophet was granted permission from Allah to